Warning, what you're about to see is a liberal train wreck. You're about to see what happens when a woke reporter slams into an impenetrable wall of facts on what really happened on January 6th. This may indeed be unsuitable for small children. Please be advised. MSNBC's leftist activist disguised as journalist Elise Jordan interviewed a panel of Pittsburgh area Trump supporters to get their take on January 6th. It was very clear from the line of questioning that executives at the ultra-left MSNBC thought that they could embarrass the panel by exposing their ignorance of the day's event. But all this reporter ended up doing was exposing her own.
Mastriano was at the insurrection and he was photographed breaching
Stop the tape! What did she just call J6? You heard it. What did she just call J6? What was it? It was an insurrection. That is a bald-faced lie. There emphatically was no insurrection. That conclusion comes straight from an official FBI investigation. The FBI concluded that there was simply no hard evidence whatsoever that the riot on January 6th was the result of an organized plot to overturn a presidential election. There was no insurrection. And these left-wing activists disguised as journalists know it. They're totally familiar with the official FBI report, but they don't care. They don't report it because it doesn't fit into the far-left narrative. Remember, as far as the left is concerned, it's always okay to lie, just as long as those lies disparage your political opponents. This is exactly what media critic Glenn Greenwald has concluded after spending years in the mainstream media. The media outlets know that their left-wing audience don't mind lying as long as such lies are aimed at their political adversaries. They want the lies publicized and disseminated among the wider population. There was no insurrection. Every so-called journalist using the term knows it, and they're deliberately lying so as to disseminate far-left anti-MAGA propaganda. All right, sorry. Roll the tape.
Mastriano was at the insurrection, and he was photographed breaching one of the restricted areas. Is that okay?
Which area? Because I saw a video where Capitol officers were taking away barriers and unlocking
doors.
To people. So, yeah. I mean,
they opened the gates.
So
and
it
let
shouldn't
them in.
Be disqualifying for an elected official
if they participated
in January 6th.
He didn't strike anybody. He didn't hurt anybody.
Yeah, and the only one that died was a protester there, not a Capitol police.
An unarmed female veteran.
That's the only one that died.
That's the only one who died.
A police officer did die.
No. It was a stroke.
That's not
on site.
Caused by that, that's because he shouldn't have been a police officer. It was one woman.
So what do you make, though, overall of January 6th? I mean, it was watching that footage. It was pretty disturbing. I mean, there were people throwing excrement at the walls, and it was it's the Capitol.
It looked a lot like Antifa's actions.
Yeah, it looked a lot, except on a much smaller scale. It looked the same as the Black Lives Matter riots.
That's what I saw the similarities to be.
Minneapolis burns. Kenosha burns.
But so it's okay just because one side that you disagree with?
I'm saying Antifa infiltrated.
It's good for one, it's good for the other.
Anybody who harmed anybody, anybody who caused property destruction, that needs to be dealt with.
Yeah,
but if you're there making your voice heard at the people's house, no less, it's a fundamental constitutional right of an American citizen. And people should not be being held political prisoner because of it.
For misdemeanors.
That's East Germany.
Tactics.
Yeah, that's what's scary.
It was an actual fiery but mostly peaceful protest. And the other ones that were the opposite.
Was the protest legitimate in your eyes?
Administration, I feel like, is using it as their Reichstag fire.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they're using it as.
Mm-hmm.
That was brilliant. That was a schooling that MSNBC execs never imagined their wildest nightmares that MAGA forces could dish out to one of their reporters. So what do you make overall of January 6th? I mean, it was so disturbing. People were defacing the Capitol. It was horrible. It kind of, looked a lot like what Antifa and BLM did across the nation. You know, it was a fiery but mostly peaceful protest. So it's okay just because one side did it? No. The problem is that you, MSNBC, said it was okay for one side to do it. That's the problem. You are the one that's saying it was okay. You're the ones who lectured us on why all the mayhem and destruction and devastation that engulfed our nation for weeks was good. It was justified. It was super mostly peaceful because of the ravages of systemic racism and all that sort of stuff. That's happening because of your indifference. And then to make matters even worse, to add insult to injury, over 90% of the charges against the BLM and Antifa rioters were dropped. Now compare that to the literal political prisoners that are being held without due process for J6. That's East Germany. The panel nailed it. And again, they went even further, saying the Democrats and the neocons were using J6 as their Reichstag fire, that 1933 event that was staged 4 weeks after Hitler came to power and exploited to consolidate that power and persecute his political enemies. I mean, these guys were brilliant. They're absolutely brilliant. And this MSNBC reporter was stunned silent. She literally had nothing to say in response. Was the protest then legitimate? And she just tapered off. I mean, you could see it in her face. You could see how the lamestream media's J6 narrative just collapsed into dust. And there was nothing more to say. But obviously, there was nothing this reporter could do. So she had to keep asking questions, but she couldn't have imagined the answer she would hear next. But first, gang, make sure to click on that link below and save up to 70% on all of Mike Lindell's MyPillow products if you use my special code TURLEY. You all know that Mike himself has been the target of the deep state, the FBI raiding his phone, all the while he's been canceled by Walmart. And we could show him our support while at the same time he extends his lowest prices ever over us. So make sure to use my special code TURLEY and you can get the classic MyPillow, which is normally $69.98, for only $19.98. And that applies to over 200 products in their catalog. So don't wait. Click on that link below. Let's support Mike, our fellow patriot, and let's get his best savings ever.
Do you think that President Trump could have quelled the violence that day?
Not him. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
It started while he was still speaking. I was actually there. I was there to see what I thought was going to be the last time I ever saw Trump.
So did he tell everybody to go and start rioting?
No.
I didn't think so.
No, and it actually... I stayed for the whole speech, like a ton of people did.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all headed to the Capitol because he said, let's go to the Capitol and peacefully, let our voices be heard. And we get to the Capitol and we're like, what the hell's going on? Because it had already happened.
I'm pretty sure I saw Democratic operatives instigating people to cross barriers.
Three words that some of these panelists could say that this privileged reporter couldn't. I was there. I was there. You're talking abstractly about an event that I actually participated in. I saw it with my own eyes. And your timeline is bogus. Again, the timeline was constructed according to a narrative, not according to what actually happened. You know, the news, right? And this panel called her out on it. Look, here's the truth. Here's what's really going on. And this is what MSNBC is so utterly freaked out over. Let me do a Biden here. Here's the secret. Here's the secret, Jack. January 6th made Trump more popular, not less. That is what's freaking out the lamestream media. Trump is more popular since January 6th. And none other than CNN is admitting it. Polls have been consistently showing that Trump is trouncing Biden in virtually every single battleground state. You name it, Ohio, Iowa, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Arizona, Georgia. Trump is crushing Biden by percentages that were not seen before January 6th. Now, Biden has certainly gone down for sure, but as CNN and other outlets are admitting, Trump has also gone up. And I think people are realizing how good they had it with Trump in office. And of course, we always knew that. We're patriots here on this channel. And by the way, if you are a business owner who wants to get your services in front of an audience of millions of patriots, we are here to help. Click on that link below or go to advertising.turleytalks.com to talk to someone from my team about how we can help you spread the word. That's advertising.turleytalks.com. That panel of patriots was absolutely wonderful. They did us proud. And they did us proud because they knew their facts. And they handled the situation with respect and dignity. And as you can see, when MSNBC is confronted with facts from a panel dedicated to defending faith, family, and freedom, they are stunned into silence, which is, without a doubt, that panel's greatest achievement. As always, make sure you smack that bell and subscribe button. You'll definitely want to check out my latest video on Ted Cruz utterly humiliating the ladies at The View, all as their studio audience explodes. You're going to love it. It's going to make your day. Make sure to click on that link, and I will see you over there. God bless.